come more tax cuts for billionaires and 100 millionaires? What are we to do? Oppose that at every step of the way. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I got a special guest co-host with me every Thursday. His name's Tom Paulswitz. He's a two-time congressional candidate. Before we get into Chris Ray announcing his resignation, you wanted to talk about the Bucks in the Emirates Cup. Give us your take, Tom. I can't hear Tom.
Very excited. Yeah. Very excited about the Bucks. I think, you know, they started the season 2-8. Since then, they've gone 11-3. And I think they were written off for almost dead at one point. But now they're coming back. But having Chris Middleton back and watching him play, I think that, you know, they're going to play in this this made-up NBA Cup thing, which is supposed to generate some enthusiasm. But really, it gets It gets the players to Vegas. But the interesting thing is the winning team, they each get $500,000. And for a guy like Giannis, $500,000 is like, okay, that'll help pay, you know, maybe a quarterly tax bill if I'm lucky. But I think for a lot of the younger guys on the team, it's a significant amount. And when you talk to these players and you hear what they have to say, they're really playing for those other people on their team.
Yeah,
because this is a very unique thing that allows them, because they're actually playing for one of the newest members. They want him to buy a house. Aww. And he's going to use the money to buy a house, which, you know, okay.
That sounds like profit sharing. Gee whiz, I wish we had more of that everywhere.
Right.
All eat together. That's a good thing.
But, you know, the distinction in the NBA is there's some very rich people, and then there's a whole bunch of players
who are.
And
there's the workhorses.
Right, who are getting by, and it's a lot like society, but they're all in it together. All on one team.
Yes, there is a greater element of team. You know, it's true in the NFL. It's also true in Major League Baseball. I got to tell you, the Juan Soto deal, first of all, so glad Chris Middleton is back. Huge.
Yes.
I mean, Chris is the guy. It never works as well if he is not on
he's
the
a great
court.
Player
he really
he's got
is
great vision he
yep.
just yep
yep smart he's player. One of those guys. He's smart up and down the court, offense, defense, just a great player. But I do have to mention, because I'm such a baseball nut, the Juan Soto deal is just like what and the Mets, okay. I mean, the Mets have tried this before, and it hasn't worked. $766 million, folks. If you aren't a big sports fan, the biggest contract in baseball, I think he just beats Shohei Ohtani, is $766 million to Juan Soto. He's leaving the Yankees, going to the Mets. They beat the Yankees' offer by like $6 million. I was like, really? For the $5 or $6 million, you're going to basically give up a guaranteed World Series to join the Mets.
Right.
All right, man. Cool.
Do what you got to do. But I think the other thing is they're going to pay him. They're going to pay him over, what, $70 million when he's 41 years old for one season.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, after the absence of steroids now, is these guys are showing that they're back to declining in skills. In their late 30s.
I was just going to say, not only the declination of skills, but the injury levels are up across the board. Before we run out
of... They're still paying Bobby Bonilla. Don't they pay him like $1 million a year? So, yep. They're the Mets, though. You got to love them.
Yeah. Gluttons, if you will. And, of course, my best of luck to Willie Adames as he shuffles off to San Francisco. I'm curious as to how that's going to all pan out. Wanted to get your take on Chris Ray's announcement of his resignation. I also think this is a galactic mistake. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because we're hearing from Kinzinger, Jack Smith, Liz Cheney, Dan Goldman, who is one of the impeachment prosecutors, their response is, do not give me a pardon, Joe Biden. I don't want that. Bring it on, Donald Trump. I just think, like, Chris Ray, I want to keep the FBI out of the fray. It's like those attacks are going to come whether you're the director or not. And stay the freaking course, man. Make him fire you. What's your take? Was that a mistake or the right thing to do, Tom?
I think it's the right thing to do. And here's my reasoning why is he is protecting his team. He's hoping that it allows his team to stay in place because they don't have to defend him then. All they have to do is defend the FBI.
But But the attacks are going to happen anyways, aren't they?
Oh, sure. But there's not this guise of, you know, I only did it because of the previous FBI director type thing. I understand.
But don't you make that a possibility? And here's my sort of baseline point, and we'll have some time a little bit later to get back to this question. When you sign up to do those top leadership posts, it's going to come with heat, and it's going to come with a lot of attacks. It just does.
Sure, but he's going to be fired, right? And there's going, whether there's going to be a hearing or not or whatever, right? He's just saying, look, let's not delay the inevitable, but let me make sure that the people I have in place don't have to cover for me. They just have
just
to work
tell
for the
them
FBI.
That. I want to talk to you
right,
more
but
about
it's almost
this,
impossible.
And we'll get back to it.
You know, when you have people who are loyal,
it's not going
to
make any difference that he's gone.
Oh,
I don't think
it's
going to
make any difference either, but I can understand the logic. I can understand the reasoning.
I think it's bad logic.
I don't think so, because there's more than enough battles that are going to happen. It doesn't have to be personality battles. It's already for the heart and soul of the FBI. That's the battle.
Clearly, but I don't think losing your fearless leader helps morale or helps the institution. We'll debate this more. We're going to turn to the local after the top of the hour. Recently, a discrimination complaint filed in Menominee Falls. We're going to talk to the parent who filed one of the complaints. You're going to want to keep it locked. Turning local after top of the hour. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network News, Weather, and Sports Updates next.